Real Tours is the breakthrough new series from Rue.ca that brings you Canadian real estate like you've never seen it before. Join us as we embark on an adventure through the Lower Mainland's most sought-after neighborhoods, guided by British Columbia's best realtors. Watch the episode. Intro. Cole Harbour is not only downtown Vancouver's newest neighborhood, it's also arguably its most exclusive. Waterfront towers with epic mountain views dot the skyline, while luxury condos and high-end shops line the aptly named Billionaire's Row. In terms of location, Cole Harbour is hard to beat. Stanley Park is on the doorstep and it's a short stroll to Vancouver's financial district and downtown core. But as with many new neighborhoods, Cole Harbour has been criticized for lacking its own distinct character. That's all set to change, however, as Cole Harbour starts to shed its too polished reputation and begins to welcome a more diverse demographic into its fold. In this episode of Real Tours, Stephen Tadge gets to know the real Cole Harbour with the help of top realtor and downtown superfan Milad Kavari. Welcome to Cole Harbour. When most of your neighborhood has views of Stanley Park, the Burrard Inlet, the North Shore Mountains or all of the above, you know you're in a special place. Cole Harbour might be downtown Vancouver's youngest neighborhood, but it certainly punches above its weight in terms of location and potential. Next door to both the West End and Vancouver's financial district, Cole Harbour is a short walk to pretty much everything you'd ever need: restaurants, bars, offices, gyms, galleries, shopping. The trails and seawall of Stanley Park are minutes away, as are the tourist hotspots of Canada Place and its accompanying cruise ship terminal. Downtown Vancouver's neighborhoods are already densely populated and geographically limited, and Cole Harbour is no exception. High-rise living is the norm here, especially in mixed-use tower blocks offering commercial, hotel, and residential options. Despite the lack of space, there are several new developments in the works, including a new elementary school and condo options that cater to younger families. Now we're finally getting to where Cole Harbour is maturing and the demographic is also shifting, explains Kavari. We're getting millennials building their wealth and being able to come into Cole Harbour. It was sleepy, but it's changing, and I think it's going to be a really fun neighborhood in the next few years. Find out more about what it's like to live in Cole Harbour. Billionaire's Row. You don't need to be a billionaire to live here, but it helps. Alberni Street has long been a playground for the wealthy. The Hotel Vancouver set up shop here in the 1930s and set the stage for some of the most exclusive real estate in the city. A couple of blocks away and some 80 years later, the Shangri-La was built, ushering in a new era of luxury residential towers above high-end retail stores and restaurants. Billionaire's Row was born. Kavari calls it Vancouver's Rodeo Drive. These days, developers continue to purchase sites along the Alberni Corridor, from Burrard Street all the way to Stanley Park. The intention is to double down on the idea of luxury living, creating exclusive turnkey properties for eye-watering price tags. That's where the second phase of Cole Harbour is coming in, says Kavari. We're seeing ultra-luxury developments. Over the next 10 years, we're going to have some very unique buildings with some very unique amenities. And of course, they have access to all the current amenities that are along the street here. The waterfront. If you've ever visited Vancouver as a tourist, you've probably been to Cole Harbour's waterfront district. Home to the Olympic Cauldron, the Digital Orca Sculpture, Vancouver Convention Centre and Canada Place, the waterfront is a hotspot for visitors and residents alike. This was built for the Olympics, explains Kavari. This was our presentation to the world. To this day, when tourists land off the cruise ships or are sightseeing, the first place they go is Canada Place. It's sort of our welcome to Vancouver, this is who we are. Just a stone's throw from Vancouver's financial district, Cole Harbour's waterfront is a top choice for city workers who want to avoid the daily commute. Condos are king, especially in mixed-use buildings sharing space with hotels and offices. That's attracted a demographic of young professionals, resulting in restaurants and bars with louder vibes and later closing times. The harbour head down the seawall from Canada Place towards Stanley Park and you'll find a surprisingly quiet residential area with epic mountain views. When I have clients who say, I want to live in the city but I don't want to feel like I'm living in the city, I introduce them to Bayshore Drive, says Kavari, describing the collection of condo towers clustered close to the park. This is the part of Cole Harbour that's arguably changing the most. A new elementary school for about 350 students is under construction and is due to open in the next year or so. Kavari says this is part of a plan to attract a different sort of homeseeker. They're trying to attract more of a family demographic to this already built-up phase one of Cole Harbour. Our guide, Malad Kavari, is one of those Vancouverites you rarely meet. He has only ever lived downtown. His family moved to the city from Iran when he was 9 years old and his mother knew immediately she wanted to live in the heart of the city. That gave Kavari a unique childhood as he grew up a block off of the iconic Robson Street. It was very nice living downtown, he remembers. I went to high school on Denman Street. I went to elementary school in the West End. Stanley Park was my backyard. His urban childhood has set him up well. Who else would you choose to find you the best place to live downtown other than someone who has explored its streets his whole life?